We need a real investigation. I don't think we have one yet.
Yes, it's true. And yes, it is a crime. Well,
thank you, Cleta Mitchell. Thank you for that explanation. Really interesting and kind of appalling.
Thank you,
really.
Tucker.
Cleta Mitchell is somebody with great courage, and she's involved with your litigation and lawsuits and all of this stuff. She literally gave up her whole practice not to get paid. She saw how corrupt it was, how disgusting it was, how dirty it was. And I want to thank you on behalf of everybody in this room and everybody in this country. You are a hell of a lawyer and tough. And that's what we need.
Hello, and welcome to this episode of Who's Counting? I'm Cleta Mitchell. I'm the host of Who's Counting? And this is a podcast about all things having to do with elections, how elections are supposed to be run, and how sometimes elections are not run the way they're supposed to be, and what we as citizens can do about it. Today, we are going to talk about being just a few weeks away from election day. Now, as many of you may know, and many of you may live in states where voting has been going on already for some time. In Virginia, it started in September because Virginia has a crazy system of 45 days of early voting. Other states have started voting by mail, and North Carolina, where I live, will start in-person voting on Thursday, October the 20th. So we don't really have election day anymore. We have election season. But I'm here to talk today about some of the rhetoric that we've been seeing in the media, or as Molly Hemingway would say, in the propaganda media. They're propagandists, they're not journalists. And I think she's onto something there. But the things that they are saying and the increasing volatility, I would say, of the rhetoric. And let me give you some examples. We have been, as you know, at the Election Integrity Network, if any of you have been following us, and if you've been to our website at whoscounting.us, you'll see that we've been busy for the last year and a half recruiting and training and deploying citizens to become involved in the election process. And the reason we do that is because there has been a dramatic investment, I would say, in the billions of dollars by the left, and there are all these leftist organizations over the last decade in becoming embedded in the election process in every state in the country. The laws that we have had for so many years to protect the secret ballot, to protect it and ensure that voting is done in a way that is supervised and transparent, so that there will be observers watching and making sure that everything is done according to the laws of the state. A lot of those laws have been upended, and we have ended up with a situation all over the country where there is bordering on chaos in the election process with all of the voting by mail, the problems in the voter rolls that so many citizens all over the country have documented over the last 18 months, and other issues related to just the basics of election administration. So our mission at the Election Integrity Network is to get citizens involved in that process so that they can learn about it, see what the problems are, and help become actively engaged with state legislatures and with election officials to try to restore some semblance of order and safety and security to our election process. So we've been very intent about encouraging people to get involved and training them to be involved in all the aspects of the election process. And in particular, we've been focused on getting people to become part of the election system itself by becoming election officials or election workers, whatever they're called in a given state, or to become poll watchers, poll observers. And we've started a very big push. If you'll go to our website, www.whoscounting.us, you'll see that you can sign up now to become an election observer. And you can sign up to be for the Democrats or the Republicans. We don't care. We just want as many people as possible to become involved in the election process, and particularly to observe the process, to watch what's going on, to be trained into how the election is supposed to be conducted, and to be there to watch to see that it is, in fact, being carried out according to the law. But for some reason, that has caused the propagandists on the left to become unhinged. And they have attacked us and ridiculed us for the last, all of this year, all of 2022. But one of the things I've noticed just in the last couple of weeks, as we near get closer to election day, I think I've sensed a dramatic uptick in the level of rhetoric attacking us, and not only attacking us, but suggesting that somehow the presence of all of these citizens as poll watchers and poll workers is somehow going to result in incidents and violence or disturbances at the polls. So I'm here to tell everybody the following. We operate under this mantra: be right and be polite. We say in our Citizen's Guide to building an election integrity infrastructure, never lose your temper, whether you're a poll worker, a poll watcher, or whether you're just attending an election board meeting or just asking questions at the election office, never, ever lose your temper, never raise your voice, and under no circumstances should you get involved in any kind of altercation or dispute with someone who is an election official, with a voter, or with other observers. Be right, be polite. And we operate under these three principles. Peaceful. We want our observers and our workers to be peaceful. We want them to act in a lawful manner according to the law. And I'll go into that in just a moment, what the law is on observers. And honest. We want our elections to be peaceful, lawful, and honest. And we want the people, the citizens who are engaged in the process, also to be peaceful, lawful, and honest. And one of the things that, so I don't know where this is coming from, other than it is a projecting by the left on what they're planning, because I can tell you from our perspective, what we're planning is for all of our observers to be well-trained in the law, to know what they can and cannot do at the polls. They're there to observe. They're not there to challenge unless they are specifically in a role that is established by the state law as a, quote, poll challenger. Some states have that. Other states don't. But if you're an observer, you're there to observe. You're there to watch. You're not there to fix anything. You're there to observe. You're there to report. If you see something going on, you must say something. There is a reporting process. And then to report, if you see something that's going on that shouldn't be going on, report that. And there are systems in place across the country where there are situation rooms and war rooms where people can dial a hotline or report via cell phone if there is a problem. And to document what they're seeing and to document the problems they see. So to observe, report, and document. That is the role of the poll watcher. That is the role of the poll observer. It is not to get into any kind of altercation. We want the election to be peaceful, lawful, and honest. But for some reason, that has caused great consternation on the left. They don't want American citizens getting involved in the election process. It's a lot like what they've said about parents getting involved, attending school board meetings and looking to see what books there are in the school library and becoming appalled when they see some of what's going on in their schools. And we know that the Attorney General of the United States refers to parents as domestic terrorists just because they want to protect their children in the schools. Well, about 6 weeks before he did that in 2021, he set up an election officials hotline at the FBI so that election officials could call in and file complaints if they felt that they were being harassed, intimidated, or threatened. In August of 2022, the head of the DOJ's criminal division testified before a U.S. Senate committee that they had received over 1,000 complaints in the year in which this hotline existed. And of those, there were approximately 100 that warranted further investigation. Now, that means that that's less than 10% of the total of the complaints. And what were the rest of those complaints? Well, they were from election officials who felt threatened. What were the threats? Apparently, a lot of election officials, like a lot of government employees, really don't like it when citizens ask questions. I'll give you a couple of examples. the supervisor at Fairfax County's election board last year. They call them the general registrar. And he reported on a podcast that he had felt personally threatened by all of the volunteers who were coming into the Fairfax County election office and working the polls in 2021 in the Virginia elections, that he felt threatened and insecure. Well, it turns out that when he was pressed on that later by the Election Integrity Task Force leaders of Fairfax County, it turns out that what he felt threatened about was really not security threats, but he felt irritated because he said they asked too many questions. They filed too many FOIA requests. They asked too many questions about the process. Well, guess what? Ultimately, he resigned. And you know what? Now, there is a new general registrar in Fairfax County, Virginia this year, and he and the volunteers have gotten along just fine. They don't always agree on everything, but everybody is polite and they have a good working relationship. I'll give you another example. In the last few days, the general registrar, again in Virginia, of Prince William County, Virginia, has announced that he's retiring at the end of this year because he just can't take all the harassment by the volunteers who are there working as citizens observing the election process. Would you like to know why he's upset? Because the law in Virginia says, as it does in many states, that in order to properly fill the roles of election workers, election officials, people are actually part of the process of election administration, it's supposed to be parity between the Republicans and the Democrats. And the volunteers, the citizens, have been pointing out, they've been doing research, that he is filling Republican slots with Democrats or people who claim to be unaffiliated. But when you look at their giving history or their voting history or their social media or LinkedIn, it turns out they're actually Democrats. And when that information has been taken to him on more than one occasion, and now I believe there may even be litigation pending over this, it turns out he doesn't like it because now people are saying to him, what you're doing is not legal. You have to stop doing that. You have to have parity. And we are finding all over the country, and I have to tell you, I've seen this for decades in my work as an election lawyer. No matter where I go, I've seen so many times that Republican slots are filled with Democrats. That's not a good way to guarantee transparency and accountability. The reason the legislatures write those laws that say you should have equal numbers of Democrats and Republicans is so they can watch each other. So the process and the system isn't tilted to either side. I don't want there to be only Republican election workers. I want there to be parity, just like the law says. But it seems as though so many experts on the left actually have no idea that these laws even exist. There is a professor in California, a law professor, Rick Hasen, who has this blog, this election blog. The media goes to him for quotes all the time. He's an expert, and he's supposedly the foremost expert on election law. And when he was first asked about our efforts to recruit all of these citizens to get involved in the election process, he was quoted as saying, "I don't think it's a good idea to have partisans who are serving as poll watchers. That this is terrible. They shouldn't be doing that." Well, I hate to tell you, Professor Hasen, but you probably ought to go read the statutes of most of the states, because most every state, all but a very tiny number of states, require that in order to be an observer, an official observer at the polls, you have to be designated by a political party. Some states also include candidates, but by far the biggest number of states just say that they have to be appointed by a political party, Democrats or Republicans, on our website. That's why we have a place for Democrats or Republicans. Just click the link, be an observer for whichever party you feel like you'd like to be representing. But it was shocking to me to realize that Rick Hasen would say that it was terrible that we were out recruiting people to fill some of those slots that have been filled by Democrats all these years, to have Republicans as poll workers, as poll watchers, on a parity with the Democrats. And that's really all we care about, is making sure the law is followed and that there's parity. And so we have made a very real effort to train people to be respectful, to be knowledgeable, and to know what their boundaries are as poll observers and poll watchers. And so it's very distressing and disturbing to me when I hear and read all these things that the left and the advocates, the advocacy groups, I mean, the USA Today is just a shill for the left. So in the last week to 10 days, we've had a meltdown with between Nicole Wallace and former Senator Claire McCaskill on MSNBC about a week ago, terribly upset that there's all of this, of us, that so many of us are involved in the election process. CNN did a similar story saying that we were going to be fomenting problems and disturbances at the polls. Not true. Not true. And then USA Today did an article all within the span of a few days. So the reason I'm doing this topic today is for everybody to be well aware. We are not the ones who are out there to try to cause disturbances. We've told everybody, be right, be polite. We all say that all the time. We want our elections to be conducted in a manner that is peaceful, lawful, and honest. And where the law says that there should be parity between the parties for election workers, we want the law to be followed. When the law says that the identity of someone who votes by mail needs to be verified before their ballot is put into the mix and counted, we expect that law to be followed. And what we're finding all over the country is that election officials are not following that law. And we're finding more and more difficulty in verification of identity of those who vote by mail. So we as a country need to be aware that the left has created a lot of instability in our election system, and we're observing it, we're documenting it, we're reporting it where we can, and we will be engaged in this process in order that we can protect and restore the integrity of our elections. I will say this, that we have not had in the past the number of conservatives and American patriots involved and engaged as we do this year. And that is a good thing. That is not a bad thing. And I will give one more piece of advice for anybody who is working the polls. Be careful when you're at the polls, look around you and make sure that you don't get drawn into any kind of a dispute or altercation. If someone tries to start an incident, you walk away. You turn the other cheek. We must be like Dr. Martin Luther King. We must be nonviolent. We must be non-confrontational. We must stand our ground. We have a statutory legal right to be there. And this effort to keep us away is to intimidate or to goad people who are just there trying to observe. That is not a healthy thing. And so we hope that law enforcement will be protecting the rights, the statutory rights of observers to be there and to watch what's going on, because that's what we're trying to do, to watch, observe, to report things that we see that are not accurate or not being done according to law, and to document it. But just remember, when you read the article saying that somehow all these citizens getting involved is a bad thing, I want you to just stop and think, no, it's a good thing. It's what the law envisions. Our election system is built on the assumption that there will be many, many citizen volunteers engaged in the process, both as election workers and as observers. If you have not yet signed up to be an observer, then go to our website, www.whoscounting.us. There's a sign-up sheet on the first page. We really want everybody to be involved. And as I say, we don't care if you sign up to be a Democrat or a Republican poll watcher. We will send those names. Those names go automatically to both parties' websites. And they do with it whatever it is they do with it. That's up to them. But if you'd like to know more about what it means to be a poll worker, what it means to be a poll watcher, what's the difference between the two, if you go to our website, we have a master class on election integrity. And we have, I think we're up to 19 training videos at this point. They're 5 to 7 minutes long. They're not long. But learn more about what it means to be an election official, what it means to be a poll watcher, and what are the rules and laws that govern those. There's a lot to do to protect the integrity of our elections, to protect the vulnerable voters in our society who are the ones most at risk of having their votes stolen by political operatives. And so we urge everybody to become involved and engaged. And remember, we want the 2022 elections and every elections to be peaceful, lawful, and honest. So thank you so much for joining us today. Go to our website. We'll look forward to having you engage with us as part of the Election Integrity Network. And we hope that you will share this episode with your friends and neighbors. Tell them to get involved too. It's not too late. We want everybody to be engaged. And we would urge you to subscribe to the podcast and welcome you back for another episode next week of Who's Counting. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you for listening to Who's Counting. The Who's Counting podcast is produced by the Conservative Partnership Institute's Election Integrity Network. It is filmed and recorded at CPI Studios in Washington, D.C. Help us grow this show by sharing this episode with a friend, and be sure to subscribe and to give us a good review. We need your word of mouth because big tech can't be trusted and tries to cancel us daily. Help fight back by visiting whoscounting.us and sign up for this podcast, for our newsletter, and to become part of the Election Integrity Network.